it's a reflection of past attempts to divide the community for political gain. And I'm not saying that that is the motive for all those involved. I believe it's part of the motive of the political voices that are being raised in opposition. I remember back to the Howard years, which were years in many ways of deep division. It was the culture wars, so-called, the history wars, so-called, the black armband view of history, so-called. All these attempts to continue to retard and deny the growing knowledge about the true story of this country. With all the richness that came before white people, and with all of the sadness and tragedy and massacres and the deep injustices and the dispossession and the deaths from disease and all the rest of it, and yet to hear politicians talk about how the referendum will re-racialise Australia. This referendum has the great capacity to bring Australians together in a way we have never been together before. The re-racialisation, if it happens, is going to come from those who have expressed that view. It's an invitation to the uglies of the social media, the hidden racists of this country, to come out and express their hatred and to incite those divisions.